Matt Birmingham has got the observation deck, and it's brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care.
So yesterday off air, we were discussing, as we will, toaster strudels.
Oh, okay.
For whatever reason. I think I was...
I know why we were, and it was not great.
What was it? You're comparing it to the strudel sauce that comes with it.
The icing.
The icing, yeah.
Just leave it at that.
Well, we brought up toaster strudels, and that got us talking about foods that we've sworn off of. And I'm not talking about, for me personally, like sauerkraut, because that was disgusting from the start, when the hardline had me try that on air for the first time.
When they force-fed you.
I kind of remember you taking that like a champ, though, and just...
No,
You're misremembering.
My body rejected it.
It took 20 minutes for him to take a nibble that a cat would take, and then he immediately threw it up.
Yeah, he had a hairball.
But no, I'm referring to foods that you previously loved, but you have a traumatic memory or something happened while eating it that you've now makes you have no desire to go back to it.
Ooh.
And the big one for me, and this one is toaster strudel adjacent, which made me think of it. So I used to be really into beef jerky back in the day.
I could see that.
No ham for 5 minutes.
I used to be a beef jerky fiend.
Yeah.
I'd eat it all the time. I'd eat it straight out of the bag. I could do a bag a day.
You were a Jack fiend. A Jack Lynx. Yeah.
Never a big fan of...
You need 4 bags
Jack
a day.
Lynx. Big fan of the other. So the other morning, every morning from about second grade to eighth grade... I would eat toaster strudels
every morning for 6 years?
Yeah, pretty much.
You wouldn't work in a bowl of cereal or eggs?
I think this made me switch over to cereal.
Okay.
But one morning I woke up late, foregoed the TS, the toaster strudel. So I went to school, no breakfast, got real hungry, decided rather than dive right into my depression era food of... bologna and mayo sandwich. Rather than that, head straight into the beef jerky. I liked it for that. So flash forward then 90 minutes from now, I'm in about second or third period of junior high, and I could feel my tum-tum was churning, because all I had in there was beef jerky.
Yeah, he had stomach.
And that was quickly converted to bubble gut, and there was the time where you don't know which hemisphere it's going to go to, and it elected to go to the northern hemisphere.
Which, and I think at school that's preferred.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know, sometimes it depends on how violent it's going to be. Scream vomiting is pretty awful.
It is, but it's also easier to go home telling the nurse that I just threw up versus...
I just destroyed the bathroom?
Yeah. I just had to crumple up my undies and bury them in the bottom of the trash.
Yeah, I just fourth floor this bathroom, miss.
Twirling a trash bag onto the roof of the school.
Luckily, it started with the burps, then the hiccups.
Oh, beef jerky burps. Those don't sound great.
And they stung. And then also, luckily for me...
Why? Was it pepper jerky at least? Why did it sting?
It was very harsh.
Okay.
The jerk was. Luckily, the teacher saw me and understand what was happening with me, so he immediately sent me out in the hall once he saw that I hurled in my mouth.
Okay.
Okay, nobody does that more than you, because you did the exact same thing with the sauerkraut.
Yeah.
You immediately had it where your cheek, like a cartoon where your cheeks just expand instantaneously.
He's just holding a mouthful of...
Well, I'm like, then Corby this time was screaming at me to swallow it. And I'm shaking my head like, I'm not swallowing bile.
Look at that.
No. What?
Continue.
Did you say your dad?
No.
Bringing back painful memories, pal? That you thought you had repressed?
But went to bathroom on the way to the nurse, threw up both times, and one pukey was so violent that it shot out through my nose. So I had chunks of undigested beef jerky stuck in my nose.
Thank you.
We all digested beef jerky.
And yeah, once that rips through your nose and you could taste it, somehow you could taste things through your nose.
Yeah, funny how that works, huh?
Yeah.
It's almost like they're tied together.
But
it's kind of one of the worst sensations, actually.
It is. And I've sworn off beef jerky since then. I won't go back to it. And I used to love it. But once you have nose jerky, you don't want to swallow that anymore.
Sounds like a movie.
Nose jerky?
Someone would be Nose Jerky 9, something like that.
I'm trying to think if I've...
I know DJ said one yesterday that a food you swore off of. Or maybe it was a drink.
Oh, it was like a... like an alcoholic drink, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's a little different.
I've had that one, yeah, where it makes you sick, a specific type of drink, and then just the thought of it, or I guess just because the one that I was thinking of had like a very artificial, fruity flavor to it, so it was just one of those that was like cloyingly sweet while also making you sick. I'll never forget that feeling.
Like it was a type or a brand?
Yeah, well, it was like a flavored rum.
Okay.
So I can taste that flavor in my mouth.
What flavor was it?
Melon.
Okay. Oh, it was melon rum.
Which translates to melon.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gracias. Huh? Yeah, I think I've mentioned this before, but I don't remember a food, but I remember hookah doing that to me.
Yeah, I had hookah do that to me once.
When I went and smoked hookah with a couple of buddies, because that was all the rage. What if I could just fast track 12 cartons of cigarettes into 30 minutes.
Yeah, head down to Beltline.
I was right there in the Mecca of hookah,
the capital
Dallas,
of the world,
and
Richardson.
Yeah, and went there, and I don't know, I guess the number of coals they put on top can make it more intense, and I was with a couple of buddies who smoked cigarettes all day, so I was like, I could keep up with how hard they're going, and so I was every time I would hit the hookah pipe, it was a struggle. And I could feel my lungs burning and
start turning green in the face.
And as we were leaving, yeah, I just immediately stomach turned sour, started to feel the saliva forming in my cheekbones and just let loose everywhere to the point where, yeah, if I even smelled hookah smoke for years, it would turn my stomach again. I'm probably okay now because that was 15, 20, you know, 18 years ago maybe, but for a while. It was like you. Just the thought of it made me sick.
Yeah. I can't think of it. I can't smell it. I avoid jerky at all costs.
It's not that hard to avoid.
I know. It's very easy to avoid. And I've done it successfully.
I'm just trying to imagine Monty getting sick, though. For anybody that doesn't know, Monty is in a wheelchair.
Have you told Tyler about the
He's in a wheelchair.
About the little thing you put together last week?
We've got a new
disclaimer. If you look at my drop folder, we have a disclaimer mentioning Monty...
He
only has
little,
one leg.
A little disclaimer to play anytime we talk about this.
So I feel like if you, like the first inkling of you feeling sick or something, like you need to start preparing a little bit hard. Like, cause if I'm feeling sick in bed or something, like I'll try to write it out. You know, I'll just try to.
I try to sleep it off.
I'll try to, you know, just deep breaths and just try not to think about it, whatever. But if it took me a little bit longer to get to the bathroom like it does you, I feel like I'd be prepping a little bit more.
I do. I mean, when I was doing the chemo treatments last year, I would have to put a little trash can by my bed, knowing that in the middle of the night, if I got sick, I wasn't going to be able to get up, roll out of bed, get my chair,
scream down the hall.
So, yeah, as I'm just leaving a little trail behind me, I was like, I'll just go in the trash can and take care of it. Like,
as a reminder, Monty only has one leg.
There you go. As a reminder, Monty only has one leg. What if you got like the horse feeding bag?
That would be the opposite of what I would want.
Well, just
that
in
would
case.
Turn me into ham.
Where it just, how is that me?
Because that's what you do. You don't let it out. You keep it within your face.
I'm being considerate.
It's a weird way to say it, but you're right.
Most people are like, get it away from me as soon as possible. You're trying to hold on to it. You're hoarding your own vomit.
Yeah, because I don't want people to see it.
His body's so deficient from nutrients, it realizes it still needs that.
We'll take whatever's still in there.
What, are you trying to kill yourself?
There's like a milligram of vitamin C in that. Don't let it out.
We can't afford to let it out. We're not going to be able to go on.
We won't make it till tomorrow. So you're all good now?
All good now.
Okay, good.
But yeah, toaster strudels made me think of beef jerky.
So you fear beef jerky like Monty fears his dad?
Yes. Well, he does now.
From repressed memories.
As we are learning.
It's a fun time for the disabled.
He's actually a pretty good guy. Okay. All right.
Except for that one thing.
He's back in the stage of denial.
Yeah.
He's regressing.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Where am I?